In patients with ductal-dependent pulmonary blood flow, ductal spasm may lead to refractory hypoxemia and severe hemodynamic instability. Ductal stenting has been widely developed as an initial palliative strategy to secure pulmonary blood flow in such patients. We report a case of a neonate with pulmonary atresia and an intact ventricular septum who developed ductal spasm during ductal stenting. We discussed the appropriate treatment for ductal spasm in a neonate during cardiac catheterization.